Mr. Speaker, at the subsidiary legislation committee, Mr. Speaker, I was informed by the chairman of the committee that during the deliberations on the proposals, Mr. Speaker, they then told the Ministry of Finance to go back and waive the taxes on the reagents and the medications and not to increase the cost of dialysis. Mr. Speaker, here I see some kind of bad faith. Mr. Speaker, at the meeting, the ministry never raised whether they were not going to take on board the suggestions by the committee. Mr. Speaker, I am not oblivious of Article 11.7. Article 11.7, Mr. Speaker, with your permission, 11.7 ABC, with your permission, I read. Any order, rule, or regulation made by a person or authority under a power conferred by this constitution or any other law shall, Mr. Speaker, A, be laid before Parliament. Mr. Speaker, let me go straight to C. The C reads, come into force at the expiration of 21 sitting days after being so laid, unless Parliament, before the expiration of the 21 days, annuls the order, rule, or regulation by the vote of not less than 2/3 of all the members of Parliament. Mr. Speaker, if we really want to reject such a regulation, we need 2/3 of Parliament to be able to reject such a regulation. Mr. Speaker, I think that as a matter of urgency, I want to use this platform to call on the Minister responsible for Finance to come back, Mr. Speaker, to come back to amend this particular act. Mr. Speaker, because already the people cannot even afford the 380 or 370 Ghana cedis.